Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Take Agile to the Enterprise, Rational Developer for System Z and Rational Team Concert for System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a question and answer session. In this teleconference, you will learn how the proven benefits of agile development can be deployed seamlessly throughout the enterprise, the benefits of cross-platform collaboration, automation, and process improvement will be highlighted as participants learn how Rational Developer for System Z can be used with Rational Team Concert for System Z to introduce a constant agile paradigm to the whole enterprise. The speaker for today's teleconference is Chris Trowridge, Product Line Manager for Rational Team Concert for System Z. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Chris Trowridge.
Good day, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for taking time to listen to this presentation today. I'm going to be talking about taking Agile to the enterprise, the way that large organizations can benefit from Agile techniques across their whole enterprise. Let's go ahead now and move on to slide 2. In today's organization and today's world, change is the new norm. It is commonplace in all types of development and in all types of businesses. Whether you're an automobile manufacturer, software development, or in any type of technology, change is happening faster and faster, and it can be brought on by the marketplace, by economic changes, by changes to the global environment. But if you're not ready and willing to encompass change, then you have a significant competitive disadvantage in today's world. We move on to slide 2. The question that most organizations are being asked is to be flexible enough to encompass change. So you have to ask yourself, are you ready to encompass change and in a position to handle it? So today we will look at how your organization can be made ready to handle change. Let's move on to slide 4. And the whole idea behind today's presentation is that encompassing change is a competitive advantage. If you're in a position to listen to your stakeholders' requirements, to be aware of the changes that are required in your product or in your organization, you have the vision to interpret and incorporate those changes into your product development, and you have the capability to put those changes into production to realize them, and then you can deliver those changes on time to your customer without loss of quality, functionality, or accountability, then you have a significant competitive advantage over your peers. So we're going to see how you can enable that in your organization. And to accommodate change, you need to do it not only in your product, but in your organization. So if we move on to slide 5, we'll see that you need to allow for change in your product development so that you can accommodate innovation, you can respond to the market, and you can satisfy the demand of your customers. And you need to accommodate change in your process so that you can improve productivity, you don't get stuck with legacy systems that are holding you back, and you can empower your workforce to be more innovative and productive. If we move on to slide 6, and the way we suggest you do that is with agile development, with agile methods. Now, agile is an ideology. It's not a single method. It's a pool of techniques, and the idea is that you select the techniques that apply to you and you implement them, and they can include rapid iteration, so rapid encompassment of change, maintaining fully functional applications, collaboration of the workforce so that you have continual communication and collaboration between your systems, and empowerment of the workforce to be productive. All this means that you can accommodate change and you can be productive in your environment. Now, agile can be applied to anything, whether it's software development, business development, or modeling, or any part of your business. And we're going to look at how it can be applied to software development in this case. So if we move on to slide 7, what's the effect of agile on software development? Well, it ensures visibility and contribution from your stakeholders. It allows effective inclusion of change by collaboration between the interested parties, and it encompasses change into the continual planning for your development. Staff become empowered in the production process, and they have continuity and collaboration throughout that process, and they can work together to encompass change. And the result of this is that stakeholder requirements move through the production process with quality, and the results are delivered at speed. So you end up delivering change that the customer requires in a prompt and timely manner with high quality. So if we move on to slide 8, how do we actually manifest this in practice? Well, if we look at the first part, process improvement, so the infrastructure of your environment, we're looking at introducing agile techniques into your development environment. So we will use agile techniques to do iterative process improvement. Now, agile is not reliant on tools, but to maintain the benefit from the agile techniques, you can use tools and automation to maximize the benefit. What we're saying there is that to cut out the administrative overhead of changing processes or introducing new processes, you can automate the technique to ensure that you get and maintain maximum benefit. Automation also means that you can look at techniques and apply techniques that would not normally be possible in your organization. A large organization might, for example, span multiple continents, multiple locations, and to collaborate across those borders is a major task. Putting in collaboration tools that can bring those parts of the organization together means that you can embrace agile techniques such as the one room philosophy of collaboration, whereby all stakeholders are in a common location. You can build a virtual location using collaboration tools, and you now have the ability to use agile techniques that would otherwise be excluded from large organizations. Automation can also be used to implement expert advice and empowerment. Rather than having to rely on agile expertise being trained or having agile experts available on the process at all times, you can build that expertise into your tool set so that it's available at all times, so that process advice and empowerment are available where and when it's needed. Automation also handles the overhead of compliance, audit, and enforcement, the requirements from your standards for reproducibility and traceability. If you're in the banking sector, you'll have things like Sarbanes-Oxley. Defense and medical establishments have other standards that they need to adhere to. You may also be developing towards standards like CNMI, where you have to collect and enforce process and also to ensure it's reproducible and documented. The automation takes care of this so you don't have a heavy administration overhead when you are implementing processes. Overall, automation is used to minimize the administration costs and ensure that you have maximum benefit from your process improvement. If we look at a scenario here, on slide 8, we have a situation where before process improvement, we might have a split between work, administration, and rework or corrective work. Now, process improvement is basically designed to improve the ratio of work to rework. But if you do it without automation, it will inevitably introduce some level of administrative cost. If you apply the same process improvement with automation, then the administrative cost is reduced accordingly, and you get maximum benefit from the process improvement. The other benefit of automation is that over time, if you just have manual implementation of processes, then those processes decay. People avoid applying those processes. They will find alternative routes to develop and do their work, and you have to have continual education and manual enforcement to ensure they're applied. By automating the process, you can ensure that the benefit is retained and people apply those processes consistently without avoiding them. The basic idea there is that you're allowing people to do their productive work, not in administration, but in the development of the product. Let's move on to slide 9. Now, if we apply agile techniques to product development, we're going to be doing it in an enterprise environment. The first thing that any organization should do is get on board some agile expertise. because Agile is a pool of techniques and you need to select the techniques that are appropriate for your organization. But the key techniques that you use will be in a variety of areas, including collaboration, which ensures visibility and stakeholder involvement. One of the common ones here might be the one room or co-location idea. And if we extend that to the enterprise organization, we'd be looking at a virtual one room technology. Rapid iteration. So rapid cycling of the development process is a second key idea. By identifying tasks, planning them in rapid succession, so having short, manageable development activities that can be tracked and delivered in a fully functioning environment. And then finally, empowerment. The whole idea for the developed organization is that agile development, people are empowered to perform their development activities. So there's minimal overhead and maximum responsibility is passed on to the development organization. Now, again, a global enterprise environment is going to have significant challenges to overcome to implement agile techniques. And this is where tooling can be used. It can be used to overcome the challenges introduced by an enterprise organization by enabling the organization by putting expertise in the right place, by overcoming the barriers of location and platform and technology. And the key thing here is to use tooling where it's needed to enable the agile techniques to be used wisely. So if we move on to slide 10, let's look at the challenges that will be relevant or visible in most enterprises. First, the size of the enterprise obviously introduces significant challenges. There is inertia in a large organization. Just getting changes moving means a lot of process, a lot of people involved, and it can take time to get approval and get projects moving. And once projects are moving, it's equally difficult to stop. They gain momentum, and it's very difficult to change direction to have the agility required. In a large organization as well, there will be diversity. There will be many different interested parties and many different tools, technologies, techniques, and processes around in the organization. And simply because of the size, it will take time to deploy and implement any process changes in a large organization. If we look at the second challenge enterprises face, legacy applications. There are very few greenfield enterprises out there. They will have significant investment in legacy applications, and those applications could be around for many years. There are a large number of organizations that have software applications that have not changed and have not been rebuilt since the turn of the century, since 1999 and the millennium changes. These older applications require specific skills to maintain them, and the educational establishments of the world are not turning out enough trained people to maintain and develop these applications. So there is a skill shortage for developing and maintaining these applications. These large applications also have significant dependencies. They are built often on old technologies, so the way they can be developed and maintained is restricted and inflexible and doesn't have the benefit of the speed of modern techniques and tools. Large organizations have many procedures and complex roles and responsibilities and large amounts of red tape to manage. They have significant responsibilities as regards to compliance, so managing and developing your procedures can be a major obstacle in a large organization. And as I mentioned earlier, separation in a large organization. There are many barriers between people in large organizations. There are silos of development. There may be no good communication between distributed and mainframe development. Between geographical locations, you may have development organizations in the USA, in India, in the Philippines, in Eastern Europe, all over the world. And all these parts of the organization need to communicate and collaborate. There may also be financial separation. Parts of the organization have their own budgets, and this in turn makes it difficult for them to spend on collaboration or communicating with other parts of the organization. And then just finally, organizational inflexibilities. There may be business units that run a separate company and have restrictions on how they can communicate and collaborate with other parts of the organization. And finally, the major challenge for all of us these days is cost. Organizations have a large investment in legacy applications and tooling, and obviously they don't want to waste or throw that away. The sheer number of people involved in large organizations means that even a small change, if it's rolled out to thousands of people, incurs a significant cost of implementation or change. And then there is the widely held, and I believe mistaken, belief that change costs. If you don't change anything, it doesn't cost anything. These days it's clear, though, that if you don't change, then you die. And then finally, a lot of legacy applications are based on mainframe development, where every activity costs money. So organizations are looking to maximize and optimize the use of their mainframe environments. So if we move on to slide 11. So how do we implement Agile in a large organization? Well, the first thing, step one, is to set up the infrastructure. So rather than going ahead and doing immediate process improvement, the key thing here is to put automation process tooling in place in the organization so that you maximize the benefit from any changes that you make. It gives you compliance audit and traceability. It gives you visibility in the organization so that if there are stakeholders that need input into the process improvement, they get it. You have a record of how the process changed because you have compliance and traceability. And you can use it to overcome the challenges that we've just identified. The size of the organization. If you're automating the process, then that automation process can be rolled out to the interested parties, and you can give them the same features and functionality wherever they are. By automating the administration over that size, you can implement and enforce procedures, and you can see they're being followed throughout the organization. You can overcome the separation between silos of change in the organization by having automation tooling that will give you communication between this and visibility between the silos. And you can use it to overcome challenges of cost because you're going to be optimizing the benefit from any changes that are made. And the requirements from this automation tooling is that it needs to be consistent across all interested parties and technologies. It needs to be integrated into the environment so that it can leverage the legacy investment of existing systems and can work with any new systems and changes you may put in place. It's flexible enough to encompass change to process and procedures so that you can start doing your process improvement once the automation tooling is in place. And it needs to be practical and usable. So it needs to be available on all platforms where and when people need it, and it needs to be easy to use and available. If we move on to slide 12. In the IBM Rational Toolset, the tool that we recommend for automation of processes is IBM Rational Team Concept for Systems, which is an enterprise-wide collaboration and process management tool. Although its name is Team Concept for Systems, it actually runs and encompasses change and manages processes on all platforms. Systems is just the top end. It manages all smaller platforms below that. So whether you're on Windows or Unix or Linux, it can work and operate in all those environments. And first of all, it provides in-context collaboration. So it has integrated release planning, reporting, source control, and document collaboration built into it. It can make available on all platforms, whether it's mainframe or PC. It comes out of the box with suggested agile process configuration, but it can be configured to any process configuration that you so require. Being an automation tool, it includes the automated governance and auditing and tracking, so you can see immediately, and you have visibility of metrics and reporting, and visibility of the project statuses and trends. It will scale to the enterprise, whether it's a small development team of 10 developers or a larger team of 2,000 developers and interested parties. It will scale to any size of development and stakeholder environment across multiple platforms. And it enables you to unify diverse teams no matter what the development technology is. These days, application development is becoming more and more complex, and applications aren't simply a mainframe COBOL application or a distributed Java application. they're typically working together and collaborating and releasing and working in conjunction. This tool enables you to do that. It is part of the latest IBM Rational tool set based on the Jazz platform. If you want to find more about it, you can have a look on jazz.net. So let's have a look in more detail about how it functions. So if we move on to slide 13, Team Concept is based around the idea of a work item. And a work item is basically a piece of work or a task, or it could be an element in the plan. It could be a request from a customer. It could be a requirement. It could be a bug report. Really, any activity that needs to be tracked or managed. And you can have many different types of work item with their own security and information captured and their own life cycle. But basically, once you have a work item that is available and visible on all platforms for everyone, then you can incorporate it in a variety of things. So if we move on to slide 14, you can see how you might plan your iterations based on work items by assigning them to the development and being able to track and manage them throughout the life cycle. And, of course, Team Concept has integrated Agile iteration planning. It also includes, if we move on to slide 15, the option of source code management. And source code management, obviously, is the capture and management of change to your software. And it can do that on all platforms for all types of software, whether you're working in C or C++ or Java or COBOL or EGL or any other language. And it can track and manage those changes and relate them to work items so you have traceability and visibility throughout the life cycle. So if we move on to slide 16, now we come to collaboration. Now, there are many tools out there that do source code management, but with the in-context collaboration, we have cross-platform collaboration. The server allows you to, for example, subscribe to a work item so you can track its progress, to communicate with developers while they're working, to configure news feeds and track statuses and identify changes. You can have dashboards that summarize information and publish it. It gives teams and stakeholders complete awareness. It allows you to do open managed development, so you have continual tracking and management of projects and their risks. And then, finally, if we move on to slide 17, and the whole point about this is we make the process easy. We add expertise with in-context advice on your process and enforcement so that when people are using the tool, they're giving information about how they should be doing things, explaining what's happened if things go wrong, recommended solutions for issues or how-to explanations, enforcement, so if they try to do something that is outside the process, so they try to bypass a testing environment or to deliver to the wrong environment, it's going to enforce that and stop them doing it. It's customizable, so it can meet your process, and it allows you to build in expertise and minimize the education required for development. So we have a comprehensive cross-platform automation tool that will integrate with your existing environments and enable you to leverage your legacy investments. So if you have, for example, a mainframe software configuration management tool, it will integrate with that so you don't have to move your code out of the legacy system at great cost. You can gain the collaboration and the process on top of your existing applications to give you the access to the Agile techniques. We move on to slide 18. We can see that this immediately allows you to receive benefit. Just by automating your existing processes, you can improve productivity, and that is without implementing new Agile techniques. I won't go through all these in detail, and, of course, this depends on what processes you implement. If you implement and automate bad processes, the only thing that will happen is that you will get into trouble faster, which is why I said the first thing you do is take on board some Agile expertise. Somebody is going to be able to guide you in your process choices. So once we have automation in place, let's move on to slide 19. We can start considering process improvements. So what we're going to do here is identify and implement incremental process changes in the Agile way. That's small, achievable steps, and we're going to do that and enable that with integrated development tooling. So in the same way with our process, we used tooling to overcome the challenges of scale that the enterprise introduces. We're going to do that when we do process improvements as well. So we will use tooling when necessary to overcome the challenges of the enterprise. If we remember what challenges we have with the enterprise, we had the complexity of legacy applications and the restrictions they give. It can be difficult to do rapid development on a legacy COBOL application using ISPS tools and the mainframe tooling system. They don't have the benefit of the modern development environments. So we're going to overcome the challenges of the legacy applications and the infrastructure that organizations have by introducing integrated development tooling to enable agile development. The key challenges here, cost. To do anything on a mainframe costs, and just to hit enter, the meter starts ticking. To overcome the skill shortage, we need to provide an environment where we can take developers and trained people from the colleges and educational establishments and put them straight into our environment. So it's got to be a modern, flexible environment that is going to be familiar to these staff. And we'll use the tools again to overcome the other techniques. So we'll move on to slide 20. Now, the main tool we have here, Rational Developer for Systems Inc., is an Eclipse-based modern development environment. And it really brings application development from the mainframe into the modern world. It supports enterprise modernization, so it lets you modernize your applications at minimal risk. So we're not talking about changing the application. We're talking about improving productivity and enabling change by providing a modern development environment to enable new developers and existing legacy developers to maximize their productivity and do modern active development environment. And it can handle COBOL, PL1, C, C++, and all the modern development environments as well, such as EGL and Java and web services, and also transformation of modeling code into COBOL source. So you have a development environment that not only encompasses your legacy changes, but also gives you access to modern techniques of development. So you can take your legacy applications and develop them. You can also develop new and modern applications as well. So if we move on to slide 21, so what's it going to allow you to do? Well, the first thing it's going to do is going to allow you to modernize your environment and move to a rapid development environment with minimal cost. What we're doing here is we're allowing you to work with your mainframe host in a workstation environment. So we're offloading development cost into the workstation environment, where it's not going to cost you, if a developer takes 20 goes to edit a program, going to offload that cost into the workstation environment. It gives you integrated development with change management, so it's tightly integrated with the Rational Team Concept toolset, so you immediately have access to the flexible collaborative environment provided there. It enables you to experience the productivity gains of the modern toolset. You'll be able to do faster development and hence apply more easily the agile techniques. It lets you generate code faster, identify, produce quality code faster. And in combination with Team Concept, it gives you proper governance of application development. So, we move on to slide 22. RDZ improves ZOS application development by reducing training costs, increasing productivity, and reducing the host CPU usage. All this allows you to modernize your application development environment into the agile world at minimal cost. So the benefits here, you have a productive, high-quality code with reduced training at a cheaper development cost. So if we move on to slide 23, RDZ integrates tightly with RTC, so you have in-context collaboration techniques and common appearance, no matter which platform you're working. So if RTC is also hooked into your Microsoft environment, your mainframe developers and your Eclipse Java developers will all be working and communicating together in the same environment and have access for common releases and common productivity. So you can ensure changes are made in a consistent fashion across all platforms. We move on to slide 24. Tooling integration is integrated into the Eclipse ID, so not only do you have access to a high-quality development environment, but you have access to all the other tools that exist in this environment. And there are thousands of companies producing tools and add-ins for the Eclipse environment. IBM, of course, is committed to this environment, so there are many tools such as Rational Asset Analyzer, the Kix Dependency Analyzer, BuildForge, the WebSphere Service Explorer, the Data Explorer for DB2, all of these become available to you in that environment. So you have a complete modern rapid development environment. If you compare that, if we move on to slide 25, with the environment that developers are faced with today on the mainframe, the green screen, where it costs you to do every action, then you can see that there really is limited scope for improving productivity and introducing agile development in this environment. So if we move on to slide 26, here we can see a typical the Eclipse-based development environment where you have information available to the developer where it's needed, when it's needed. We have built-in productivity aids such as syntax checking, in-context syntax checking, and assistance and advice that will help developers to minimize builds and eliminate the compiles on the mainframe. We move on to slide 27. Basically, we save time and money with IDE by offloading operations. I can access multiple LPARs and runtimes. I can work with ZOS assets direct from my Windows workstation, and I don't have to consistently change applications to access information. And I have immediate access to advanced technology. Let's move on to slide 28. So I am able to save time with these integrated tool sets. Like I said before, I have integrated tools that I can build into this environment to take me, to give me all the advantages that distributed developers have in the mainframe development environment. So I now have a modern rapid development environment that I can introduce new developers to. They will be familiar to the Eclipse development environment, so it'll be a consistent, usable environment that I can do modern application development in. Let's move on to slide 29. In addition, when we use RTCZ in conjunction with RDZ and the IBM debug tool, I not only have collaboration in my development, I have collaboration in my debugging. By using the IBM debug tool in conjunction with RTCZ, I'm able to do my debugging, but I can also park and share debugging sessions. So if we move on to slide 30, we can see that I have all the power of the debug tool, but in a collaborative environment. So I have state-of-the-art debugging, and particularly in J2E and SystemZ application, complex applications, this really is a massive productivity aid. So if we move on to slide 31, we can see I can use things like IBM File Manager to access host resident data without leaving my workstation environment. So I have now an environment where I can start applying agile techniques. I have automation to ensure I get benefits. I have a productive tool set that ensures that I can do rapid development. So I have available to me an environment where I can take on board the agile processes, and I've used tooling to overcome the restrictions of the enterprise organization. And then finally, we move on to slide 32. We are now able to make agile work in our enterprise. We can take control. We can be selective about the techniques we use. And that doesn't mean on day one we're going to be completely agile. I may never be completely agile in my development, but I will use and benefit from agile techniques. I've empowered the workforce by giving them an environment where we've minimized administration, given them productivity tools so they can concentrate on being innovative and productive developers. I have an environment where I can capture and encompass change in an iterative development environment. I can embrace it and take it on board. And I have complete visibility with collaboration and communication. So I have the ability to take advantage of change as it happens. Then finally, we move on to slide 33. We have enterprise modernization solutions provided by Rational, and this is just one of them. So you can start at this point with RDZ and ITC, and then you can take on board all the other techniques and offerings from the Enterprise Modernization Group within IBM to help you carry on developing and improving your structure. We move on to slide 34. If you want to find out more about it, I've given you some links there. And I think that's all I'd like to say for today, so I will now hand back to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time that you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to signal. Question 2. How was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question 3. Do your developers need the ability to use the Agile process to develop business applications? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And we'll pause for another moment. Question 4. Do your developers need the ability to develop the application once and provide it to the multiple platforms, such as the mainframe and distributed servers? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question 5. Did the content in this teleconference provide you with the compelling value of using Rational Developer for System Z and Rational Team Concert for System Z? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And for our final question, we hope that you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. At this time, I'll turn the conference over to our speaker while we wait for questions.
Hello, everyone. I'm ready for your questions. I also have David Myers with me, the product line manager for Rational Developer for System Z. As well on the call, so you have expertise in both fields.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And Mr. Trowbridge, it appears there are no questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing comments.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for attending, and we would be happy to hear from you if you have any questions or think of anything later. So I think that's what I'd like to say today, and thank you, everyone, for attending.
That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation.